am tired. I am weak. And I am worn. Precious Lord, and lead me on when my way grows dark. Precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my hold my hand, Lisa, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead.
Those are her pretty little children and her handsome husband sitting right over there. Now let's welcome Mary Ann Dinella and Tony Myers from Tampa, Florida. Beautiful singers. Good morning.
Good morning. This song is called Freedom, and it sounds a whole lot better if you all would join us on it. The words are, don't ever take away my freedom. Don't ever take it away. Let us treasure and keep that one part of our lives, and the rest we're going to find one of these days. And here's the melody. I'll go through it one time, and then maybe you can join us on it. Don't ever take away my freedom. Let us treasure and keep that one part of our lives, and the rest we're gonna find one of these days. Now if you try that with me, don't ever take away my freedom. Ready? On the D. Don't ever take away my freedom. Don't ever take it away.
us treasure and keep that one part of our lives. And the rest we're gonna find one of these days.
If you can remember it, then join us on that part, okay? This song came from about the 1930s. It was written by Woody Guthrie. It's called Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands have hoed. My poor feet have traveled that hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode. Your deserts were hot, and your mountains were cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground by the light of your moons. At the edge of your cities you will see us, and then we come with the dust and are gone. To Oregon to harvest your hops. Pick the leaves from your ground, pick the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine.
Now, let's welcome Dan Tillinghast from Stone Mountain, Georgia, formerly of Florida, formerly of West Virginia.
Me cut off. How about that? His cousin Thelma said I had a lot of formerly, or I said I had a lot of formerly. She says, formerly of West Virginia, formerly of Florida. I lived in Florida from 1962 to 1976, and that's the longest I've ever lived in one state in my life. I grew up in Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and West, by gosh, Virginia. This is Sunday, I had to say it that way. They printed it right in the program this year. with parentheses in there. Having grown up in what you might call the formative years from the ages of about 9 to 18 in West By Gosh, Virginia, coal miners always impressed me. They were little black men. When they licked their lips, they had white lips, which was a little bit funny for black men to have white lips, you know. And I always thought that one thing that I didn't want to do in my life was go down in a coal mine. And I still think that one thing I don't want to do in my life is go down in a coal mine. There's a very well-known songwriter, Merle Travis, who wrote 16 Tons and the song I want to do right now, whose father was a Kentucky coal miner. And he reflected over his father's history of being a coal miner and came up with this song. Come all you young fellows, so fair and so fine, and seek not your fortune in a dark, dreary mine. It will form as a habit, seep in your soul, till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. For it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon down deep in the mine. There's many a man I've seen in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his rope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mine, for it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon down deep in the mine. I hope when I'm dead and the ages do roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home, and I'll pity the miner that's digging my bones. For it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon down deep in the mine. It's dark as a dungeon down deep in the mine. Now, one of the probably 800 or 900 tunes that I learned in my 39 years so far of growing up, I hope I never grow up completely. You miss a lot of fun if you do. Esther Beadnell is from West By Gosh, Virginia, and she won't let you forget it, and I don't blame her a bit. This song comes from our home state. This particular version has been found in several books and quite a few record albums over the years. I've only heard it recorded one time. It was in one of the Florida literature books for grade school children. And I think I probably was the first one to sing it at the Florida Folk Festival probably 9 or 10 years ago. It tells a story that is pretty explicit, so I won't try to explain it, but it's one of the saddest little tunes that I think I've ever heard, and still it's a very pretty melody, and almost every kid that I knew growing up knew it. My dears, do you know that a long time ago there were two little children whose names I don't know? They wandered away on
on a bright summer day and got lost in the woods, I've heard people say. And when it was night, how sad was the sight. The moon had gone down and the stars gave no light. They sighed and they sighed and they bitterly cried. When they got weary, they lay down and died. And when they were dead, the robin so red, he brought strawberry leaves and over them spread. They sang a sweet song the whole night long for the babes in the wood, for babes in the wood.
That's it. The last several years, Barbara Mueller and I have become very good friends. She's one of the regulars on the Florida Folk Festival. I'd like to bring Barbara out here, and we're going to get into a little trouble probably.
Why not?
We'll keep it clean. It's Sunday. We got to be nice about it. Those of you who have not heard Buffalo Boy are going to get it for the first time. Those of you who have heard it, enjoy it.
When we gonna get married, get married, get married? When we gonna get married, my dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon we'll marry on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. I reckon we'll marry on Sunday, that if the weather be like it is today.
How you gonna come to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? How you gonna come to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, I reckon I'll come in my ox cart, my ox cart, my ox cart. I reckon I'll come in my ox cart, that is, if the weather be good.
Why don't you come in your buggy, your buggy, your buggy? Why don't you come in your buggy, my dear old Buffalo Boy?
Silly female. Ox don't fit no buggy, no buggy, no buggy. An ox don't fit no buggy, not even if the weather be good.
Who you gonna ask to the wedding, the wedding, the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo Boy?
Well, reckon I'll bring my children, my children, my children. I reckon I'll bring my children, that is, if the weather be good.
I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. I didn't know you had no children, my Buffalo Boy.
What happened to dear little? Yes, I have five children, five healthy, happy children. Yes, I have five children, maybe six if the weather be good.
There ain't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. There ain't gonna be no wedding.
Not even if the weather be good?
Nope.
I got $5 million, dollars, dollars. I got $5 million, six if the weather be good.
When we gonna get married, get married, get married? When we gonna get married, my dear old Buffalo Boy?
Thank you.
All right, now I want all you mamas and papas to keep up with your youngins today. This is a case in point. Mark Casto, your mother wants you to report to the van right this minute. Now, Mark Casto, she's got a little switch waiting for you. Little peach switch. Now, let's welcome back, guess who? Barbara Mueller. On a chair. Oh, yeah. Or the stool. You don't have to have the stool.
children's song, this is, for children from the ages of, as early as you can count until you don't care anymore. And it goes best when everybody sings along. If you can count to nine, you've got it made. It goes like this. One, two, three, the devil's after me. Four, five, six, he's always throwing bricks. Seven, eight, nine, he missed me every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Can you do that? Let's hear it. One, two, three, the devil's after me. Four, five, six, he's always throwing bricks. Seven, eight, nine, he missed me every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Now we do it backwards. Nine, eight, seven, I'm going up to heaven. Six, five, four, there's room for many a more. Three, two, one, the devil's on the run. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Let's try that backwards one. I didn't hear you. You all can count backwards, can't you? Nine, eight, seven, I'm going up to heaven. Six, five, four, there's room for many a more. Three, two, one, the devil is a bum. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Right.
One of the things we've come to do over the years is a song called What'll We Do With a Baby-O, and I'm going to ask Cousin Thelma to come help me do this one. It's one of our favorites, and it's got a chorus, and it needs your help. So while we're getting set up here, I'll teach you the chorus. It goes like this. What'll I do with a baby-o? What'll I do with a baby-o? What'll I do with a baby-o if he won't go to sleepy-o? And every time that comes around, jump in and sing it.
Cousin Ed Fleming made this, Limberlegs. This is a real folk toy, goes way back in antiquity. We call him a Jack Limberlegs, and when I was growing up in Gainesville, my daddy, who always had a good sharp knife, would make us one, and we loved him.
Now, remember the chorus?
Send him to his mammy, oh. What'll I do with the baby, oh? What'll I do?
finally. This is a nice day for singing, and I'm giving you people a workout, getting you to sing with me. But this is a spiritual. I'm going to need a truck to get off stage. This is a spiritual from the Georgia Sea Islands, or from John's Island, excuse me, off the coast of South Carolina. And it's really easy to learn because you sing exactly.